Welcome to today's Hire Every Day of Tuesday, the 28th of October, 2025. Today's topic is a charge to the heir apparent. Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 2 verses 1 to 4. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Verse 4. That the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. An heir is someone who has the legal right to inherit the money or property of another person after the demise of that person. An heir apparent is an heir whose right to the money, property or title of another person cannot be taken away from him because it is impossible for another person to replace him. King David was about to exit this world, so he charged Solomon, the heir apparent, to walk in the ways of the Lord, keep his statutes and judgment, and be obedient to the commandments of the Lord as contained in the law of Moses. Obedience to this would bring prosperity his way, and the royalty would continue in his lineage. Unfortunately, Solomon eventually went astray. As Christian youths, we are joint heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8 verse 16 to 17. This privilege gives us access to heaven, peace, joy, and assurance of eternal life. In view of this, we must live in holiness and righteousness and make the preaching of the gospel our priority. However, if a Christian youth deviates from God, he will lose the privileges of joint heirs. Quote for the day. We are joint heirs with Christ. The challenge for today is, are you born again to become an heir? Prayer. Lord, help me to be conscious that I am a joint heir with Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Hire Every Day, visit us at www.hireeveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.